Forecasters say that Tropical Storm Isaac could turn into a hurricane and reach Florida this weekend. Now, that would be just in time to welcome the start of the Republican National Convention in Tampa. The Republican convention gets underway on Monday, and Florida Governor Rick Scott isn't taking any chances. Earlier this morning, he talked about Florida's emergency preparations. We're joined by Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRN in Miami. He's joining us now. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's the latest on the storm and its track towards Florida?
Well, you know, it's funny because overnight the storm lost a little bit of strength, but it's now in open waters. And I think of immediate concern is the island of Hispaniola, which has Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It's supposed to strengthen into a hurricane before it hits that island tomorrow, and then sort of either get broken up by landmass, which it could be very possible, and then go over Cuba. And then once it hits the Florida Straits by, it looks like, about Sunday or late Saturday, we'll know a lot better. But it does appear, at least according to the National Hurricane Center, that we'll be having a minor hurricane in the Straits of Florida, which could affect the Florida Keys. And really, it's such a large system, it'll affect the entire state by early next week. Where the center of the system goes, that's what everybody wants to know, and everybody's on pins and needles right now about it.
Now, down your way in Florida, an approaching hurricane is a major security event and one that you go through, well, periodically. But a Republican convention, a large political convention, isn't an event in and of itself. How is the state handling the confluence of these two major security events potentially all at once?
That's interesting. There are 70,000 people that are coming in for the Republican convention. Governor Scott, the Florida's governor, joked with reporters at the media briefing this morning about what might be affected, including his own speech. He's supposed to be speaking Monday night. He was hesitant to discuss canceling it or evacuation plans, and in fact says there's not going to be any decision made today. And he also talked about whose decision it would be if it comes down to that.
This is the convention's decision, but they'll work with the city, they'll work with the county, they'll work with the state, and with having these briefings, everybody will have the same information, so I don't think we'll have any confusion.
And that's kind of funny because the mayor of Tampa said yesterday that it's kind of the city's decision. So if that happens to play out, we'll see who wins there. But right now, it's not an issue, but it does look like that storm will be a minor hurricane, Isaac, as it approaches Tampa late Monday and into Tuesday, so it'll be interesting.
Does Tampa itself and its location near the panhandle there have a history of confronting hurricanes? I'm not sure which direction they normally come from. Is Tampa considered in a danger zone generally?
Well, Tampa is actually considered lucky. They haven't been had a direct hit from a hurricane since 1946, and the last major hurricane that went to Tampa was 1921. So it's really not in the crosshairs for a lot of storms. So there was a storm a few years ago I think it was Hurricane Charlie that made it up the coast and hit about 100 miles south. But Tampa's been pretty lucky in this confluence of events. Somebody asked the governor today, do you think this is do you believe in omens or bad omens, and he didn't comment on that. But certainly this is a rare event. If a hurricane should hit Tampa and the Tampa Bay area directly, it hasn't happened in a very long time.
Right. Well, Hurricane Isaac, Tropical Storm Isaac headed that way. We all certainly hope it does not come near Tampa and leaves everybody unscathed. Lots of reporters, lots of media, including this one, headed down your way, Phil Latzman, in just a couple of days to cover the Republican National Convention. So thanks for the update.
Stay safe, Todd.
We will.